Minister, I've raised this with you before in this chamber, and it's the issue of the funding discrimination that our major hospital in Donegal, Letterkenny University Hospital, continues to endure. There are over 20,000 people in a county of 160,000 on the waiting list. That's 1 in 8. I'm not even including Sligo Hospital, where obviously people in South Donegal will be on the waiting list there. That's a damning indictment of government after government. But the issue for us in Letterkenny University Hospital is that despite the fact that we have the sixth largest hospital in the state, with over 24,000 inpatients before this pandemic, we come 13th when it comes to the budget. Now, you can make some allowance that the major hospitals in Dublin and in Galway are dealing with additional specialities, but how can you explain a situation where you have budgets in the major hospitals 2 to 3 times per head of capita than that in Letterkenny University Hospital? I was asked to get these figures by senior hospital staff in Letterkenny because they felt the only way to get to the bottom of this is through parliamentary questions. So I'm saying to you that this is a scandal, that there has to be an acceptance in the HSE that we are treated like a backwater, that means real impacts in Donegal where people are forced to travel huge distances for basic procedures unnecessarily. We should have those specialities in Letterkenny University Hospital. People should not have to travel long distances. This is about equality of access to healthcare, Minister. I'm asking you to look at this.